This is Pastor Daniel Flukey from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Greene with today's KCMR Daily Devotional. I want to talk to you today about three miracles of the Christian faith, three things that are at the heart of what we believe. First, there is the miracle of creation, God shaping and forming the world out of nothing. The very first chapter of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, tells us about God making this perfect creation and then looking at it and declaring it is good. Everything that we believe starts with creation. We belong to God. We belong to the one who created us, who shaped and formed us, who breathed the breath of life into us. That's pretty amazing. So first, creation. The second, even more important miracle of our faith is the miracle of God coming to us. The church word for it is incarnation, God in the flesh, incarnate. It's the Christmas story of God being born in the person of Jesus Christ. The same one who created the whole world chooses to be born into creation, chooses to come dwell among us. It's hard to comprehend that God would love the world, this world, our world, this messed up, broken reality full of sinful people like you and me. God loved it enough to come and live in it. God sees how broken this world is, sees you and I at our worst, and still loves us and decides to come live with us. Incarnation is mind-blowingly awesome. So creation and incarnation, and third, the third miracle at the heart of our faith, the miracle of the church. It's not that the church is perfect. We all know the church is divided, that it's flawed. And of course it's flawed. Of course it's not perfect, because the church is made of human beings. The miracle is that God works through the church. As flawed and broken as it sometimes seems, this is how God chooses to work. It is through the church, in all of its different shapes and sizes, in all its different denominations, Catholics and Lutherans, Presbyterians, Evangelicals, Methodists, Baptists, and more, through all of these, God is working. And of course, the church is the people, not the building or the institution. So the miracle is that God works through us, through me and you. As a pastor, I know firsthand that churches sometimes get caught up in bureaucratic details. Sometimes it seems like the church spends more time worrying about itself than worrying about the world that God loves. Sometimes the church can even get in the way of God. Maybe you're someone who's been wounded by church. Maybe you've been told that you're not good enough or you don't believe quite the right way. Maybe you've been told something keeps you from being welcome as part of Christ's body. Sometimes, and it's so sad, sometimes it's the church that seems to be building walls to separate people instead of joining them to Christ and pointing to God's love on the cross. But the church, with all of its flaws, the church is where God chooses to work. Instead of giving up on the church or giving up on any of us, God chooses to work through people. If you are someone who's been hurt by the church, or if you've given up on the church, please give it another try. And this time, look for how God is at work, even through broken people and broken institutions. Because as flawed as it is, the church is the body of Christ, and God is there, and you are welcome in the body of Christ. This has been Pastor Daniel Flukey from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Greene. To hear this devotion again, go to KCMR On Demand at kcmrfm.com.